wow, celebration service. It's an exciting time for our church, an exciting time for many people who are going to be part of this service. And as Matt already mentioned, this is really a service that celebrates the choices that people are making. Choices that are really important. And, you know, I don't think it's too unreasonable to say that when we think of our lives are really the sum total of the choices that we make up to this point in time. Very much. So choices are very, very important. The choices that we make and the choices that you're going to see in this service, whether it's parental dedication, whether it's the baptisms, whether it's people entering into membership, are very important choices because they lean into God. They lean into faith. They lean into hope. They lean into belief in Jesus Christ, which are very important. And as part of our mission statement here, we stress that we want to love God, love others. And when we do that, when we consciously do that, we do change the world. We make an impact in other people's lives. We do make an important contribution to making the world a better place as we express that faith. Because the choices that we make, as much as we stress them as being important, they impact three major areas of our lives. They impact us individually, personally. That we make good choices, choices that lean into God, they impact us personally. The other area that it impacts is the people that are around us relationally, the people that we love, the people that we care about. That when we make good choices, it impacts them as well. And the third is the direction of our lives. Choices that we make directly affect the path that we're on and the direction that we're going. And what you're going to see today are people who have made conscious choices to lean into God, lean into faith, lean into belief in Jesus Christ. And throughout the Bible talks all the time about the choices that we make, the decisions that we make, and how important they are. Solomon, the wise man in the Bible, wrote the book of Proverbs, and he was stressing to the younger generation to heed the words that he was going to tell them, heed the words that he was writing down. And this is part of what he said. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and the knowledge will fill you with joy. And I like this line right here. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. As Matt also mentioned, we are wearing these t-shirts today. This My Choice Matters. And this is part of something that we're stressing as a church. That every choice that we make that leans into God, that leans into belief, leans into faith in Jesus Christ, is going to make a difference in our world. It's going to make a difference to us personally. It's going to make a difference to the people that you care about, the relationally that you care about, and also the direction of your life and the community that you are a part of. So our choices do matter, no matter how small, no matter how large. And the larger the choices, the greater the impact, right? But every choice we make matters. So I want you to keep that in mind today as everybody who participates in this service is going to demonstrate the choices that they've made and the difference it's going to make. Now, everyone who is part of this service, who are being the parents and parental dedication, everyone and the baptisms and those who are coming into membership, everyone is going to get one of these t-shirts as a right? Now, look at that. Come on now. Honey, maybe it's time to have another. Oh, grandkids. Yeah. Good. Good catch. Right? Okay. Isn't that beautiful? All right. If we could have the families who are dedicating children to come up. You know, I did say we were going to be on the floor, but can we try and get up on the platform so everybody can see us? I think we're going to have enough room. What we have here at Village Green, what we do here at Village Green, it's kind of a two-step process, you know. You know, many churches have baby baptisms. We do baby dedications, okay? Because we believe that baptism is a step of faith that you make consciously when you're old enough to acknowledge that that faith has entered into your life. And at a baby dedication, it is similar in many ways to some denominations doing baby baptisms, in that they are dedicating the child to a life of faith through the family. So this is a great opportunity. The commitment that these families are making is to raise their children in a life of faith and a life of belief and modeled through Scripture so that they can be the best demonstration of a life of faith for these young children. And what we do is we ask the parents to give a parental vow of commitment that they will recite out loud. Then we will have a prayer that they will recite out loud. And then after that, we're going to ask all of you to stand up, because we believe that as a church that we need to be supportive of every one of these families and to help them in guiding their children to faith and to be a community of trust and a community of love. And we're going to ask you to do a vow of commitment as well and ask you to do a prayer on behalf of the church, okay? So I would like now, everyone's quiet. That's wonderful. That's, yeah. Okay. They're all asleep. Is that okay? All right. So parents, would you like to recite the parental vow? And we can read along. We recognize that God has given us our children and has called us to love, nurture, and discipline them in accordance with His word. We acknowledge our need to provide a secure atmosphere in which love, forgiveness, and godliness are present. We affirm our primary responsibility to teach our children the Bible by instructing them in its meaning and by demonstrating its life-changing power. I'd like to ask now for the parents to recite this parental prayer. Lord, in our parenting, help us to follow your will. Guard us against the extremes of both destructive criticism and unrealistic expectations of our children. Give us wisdom, strength, love, and godliness as we seek to lead, guide, and advise our children. Amen. I'd like to ask you all now to stand and to do the congregational vow of commitment that you can now make to these parents. Let's read this together. We acknowledge the children of the church to be an integral part of the congregation and therefore important to our congregational life. We declare our desire to be a godly community, modeling for our children what it means to know Christ personally. We affirm it to be our privilege and responsibility to care for and encourage the spiritual development of these children. Here's the congregational prayer that we will recite together as well. Lord our God, we thank you for these children and for what we learn by observing and caring for them. Help us to respect their personhood and yet correct them when needed, demonstrating to them your own watchful care over us. May we model Christ for them and encourage their spiritual growth. Help them to see in our love for you and for them and for one another the marks of a true community of Christ, in whose great name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much. You may be seated. Ernest, could I ask you to come? I'm going to ask one of our elders, Ernest Yanfel, to come and to do a prayer of dedication over these families this morning.
Yeah, kindly join me in prayer, please. Father, we thank you for these individuals both parents and children who have come forth to dedicate their lives to you. Lord, we thank you that we have the honor to see children grow in our church, and in particular today, we invite you, O God, to be a crucial and important part of their lives. Lord, we are also aware that in our culture there are forces that will try to pull these children back and away from you. So this morning, we join together in unity and claim these individual lives for you. Father, we pray that these children will grow up to know you, to love you, and to serve you all the days of their lives. And Father, we pray for the parents that you give them wisdom and give them grace and insight, Lord, to be able to model godliness and Christ-likeness for these children. Father, we pray that you protect these families. Be a shield around them, O God, and protect them against the works of the evil one. Father, we thank you that you will continue to be with them, and we pray for unity in the homes of these families. We pray for love, and Father, we pray for wisdom all the time for them. So we thank you for ourselves as a congregation, the pledges that we've made this morning to be there and to support and to encourage. May you help us to fulfill these promises. May you help us to honor these pledges. And may you help us, O God, to be there to support these families. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You go and have a seat now and get everybody back and rested, okay? All right? Good stuff. Okay, congratulations. Yep. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Bye, Liam. Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations. Yep. Yep. Important steps that you're taking, right? Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Congratulations. Good.